AW Mobile.
KF4NXY, David.
David, how's that cup of coffee going?
I've been sitting here drinking a glass of tea. Turn the coffee pot on, letting him warm up. I haven't gone in there and made me a cup yet.
Yeah, that's the first thing I got to do when I get up is turn that sucker on.
You use one of them little Keurig machines and it takes a little while to heat up.
Never happens in the good old days when you had them old-time percolators. You had to sit there and at least you could smell it going, right?
Yeah, way on back, it took a little while for them things to work. My parents had one of them. I never did use it none, but we did have just a plain old coffee pot we used for a long time, and it would take it a little while to make the coffee.
We use one of those when we camp. I got one that I use sometimes on the weekends.
Yeah, you go camping fairly regular, don't you?
Yeah, we're trying to do it a little bit more now.
Yeah, I got my brother's old camper, but it needs an awful lot done to it, and I don't know what he done with the title to it, so I just got it sitting here in the yard.
Yeah, those things can get expensive for you. You know what I mean? Especially if you're buying a new one.
If I get into camping, I'll just buy me a fairly new one and probably take it down to Lake Russell. Would be where I'd go to State Park down there and set it up down there for as long as it let me keep it and take the boat down there and enjoy the boat and the lake and the camper. I tell you, the doggonest thing I seen one time though when I was down there at the state park, this guy pulls in, he's got a good sized truck and he's pulling a camper and he's got his pontoon hooked to the camper. I mean, he's pulling all of that at one time, and I got to talking to him. I said, I got to take a picture of this. And, he was a 18-wheeler driver, and, he was used to piggybacking stuff, but I guess it's legal in Georgia to do that.
An RV book, and it tells you what all you can do in each state. Yeah, a lot of states allow you to do that. I've seen them down there at the beach pulling a camper, and then the camper pulling a trailer that's got the golf cart on it.
Yeah, I had a cousin. He was talking about doing that. Him and his wife bought a motorhome. They sold their place in California and kind of became, that's what they did for several years. They just rode around the country in a motorhome, and he talked about, getting a boat to pull in behind it and then pull his car in behind the boat, but I don't think he ever actually did that.
We kind of contemplating, doing a long trip like that, traveling the country when I retire. Still a couple of years out for that, but yeah, it sounds like something we would like to do anyway.
Yeah, I kind of was maybe leaning along those lines because, the wife's got a couple of birds, and she hates to leave them when we go off on vacation. And if, we had a motorhome or something, we could, load them up and take them with us.
I've come across several campers that have had birds that they bring with them, and that seems like it works out pretty well. KN4TFW.
Well, some of the other guys might be within range by now. Traffic can roosting out there on 85, but they might be, you know, around here by now. So I'm going to step out and then see who all's might be in here by now. Good talking to you. Enjoyed it. Be careful out there. KF4NXY.
Talk to you this morning. Hope your day is an awesome day and a safe day. And we'll catch you later. KN4TFW73.
Hey, David. KO4HKX. Good morning, Ken.
KO4CF. Good morning, gentlemen.
Having a good start so far.
Ken Greer.
Getting to work. Well, I think it's Thursday, isn't it? Yeah, so it's getting better as we go.
Yep.
I'm ready for Friday to be done and over with.
I saw this morning they plan on doing a little bit of paving on 290.
W2JKT.
I've seen that myself. I've already come through there.
I see there's a stoppage up there on 85 southbound.
Any red on my map right now. It's got me going around a few things.
On the news, 4 left.
My breakfast stop now. We'll see which exit it's got me getting off at.
And that new car model, Andrew?
It's stressing me out, but other than that, I mean, it's been a little bit rough.
What'd you get, Andrew?
A new car, so it's, you know, everybody's trying to learn to build it, and we keep finding new things wrong with it. You know, where people are making mistakes, stuff like that. And we try to put stuff in place so it doesn't happen again. And, you know, it is what it is. It's what happened.
It's building a new model over there.
It's a newer model, so the X3, they introduced the latest version of it, so it's nice looking. I like it. I mean, it's a sharp looking car. You know, it's a little smaller than the biggest SUV we make, but I mean, it's really sharp, but right now it's a challenge for the associates to build it, so it's been a lot of fun.
The threes are out. They're pretty cool.
That model and, you know, kind of revamped it, relaunched it. About every 7 years, they'll relaunch a car. A new car, though, I think I'm going to order a i5. I hadn't decided yet. I'm trying to get enough miles on my car now, that way I can put the order in, and then by the time I hit, you know, 12,000 miles or whatever, I'll be able to swap out for a battery electric vehicle.
I've seen the BMW EVs around. A few people have them. They're pretty cool. They look like they're a little small. I don't know if I could do something like that, but yeah, they're neat.
Yeah, have you seen it around? It's like a little, I don't know, it's a weird looking little car. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, it looks like a little golf cart.
One of those. The newer, it's probably a couple years old now. The i4 and i5 look basically like their ICE version counterparts. You can't even tell the charging port is not on the front. I guess they moved it to where the fuel tank would normally be. So really sharp looking.
You're driving an EV. I have to say that I don't really ever want to go back to an ICE vehicle after driving an EV.
Plus, I got the other vehicles, so if I go anywhere, it's long range. I don't feel like dealing with the charging. I can just drive the gas-powered one.
Attention, and I missed the exit that Google wanted me to get off at, so I got to go down here to another one. I think it's shuttling me over to Cannon Campground or something.
The gas last weekend was go down 85, get off at Cannon Campground. Go through cow pens up in the gas pens, a way to avoid all the construction.
I wanted me to get off back up at 87, but it's having me get off the cow pens now to head over to something else. But we're coming to a stop here just before the exit, so I might be screwed.
How's y'all's week going so far since I've been missing out on a couple days of radio time?
Well, mine's not going very well at all. Tool truck broke down. Tuesday morning.
Good, though. And what happened with the tool truck? Are you having to drive the excursion and pull the trailer again?
From the trailer. Hopefully the truck's back up this afternoon or tomorrow. So I'll just be without it this week. But the intake air heater shorted out and ended up having to put an alternator, two batteries, a controller. So all those parts are supposed to be here today, or they're here already. They're going to start working on it today. But hopefully the intake air heater didn't take out the engine is what we're worried about. The way it's made, it heats up and shorts out, and a bolt melts off, and parts of it fall down the engine. So hopefully we don't have that problem.
Well, can you not see if you can account for all the parts?
You don't know till we remove it.
You already had it off.
The damage had already been done, right?
Exactly. Unless you just get lucky and it hung in the intake. And you can fish it out, but that's a big, big if.
Ash, my Mustang must be doing 100.
My Dodge truck this morning coming down the mountain, weaving in and out of traffic. He was probably doing close to that.
Do that on the interstate, but just not going to put myself at that much risk.
On the interstate, yeah.
Off over to the access road on the other side of southbound, so yeah, it is completely stopped over there.
Interstate, so. Well, gentlemen, I'm getting off of my exit. I'm going to rip this antenna off top of the car. Y'all have a good one. Be safe out there, and Patrick, I hope you get some good news about your truck. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final. 7-3.
Have a great day. KO4HK.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good one. KN4KF.
73, Andrew. Have a great day. Be safe. This is W2JKT.
An at on 85.
Accident or just construction, but I can't really tell. I think it has me getting back on at exit 80, so somewhere between 80 and 87.
Hey, Nelson, it's on the knee this morning down there around the 48.
Awful week for traffic all the way around down here. Had the one late, or somebody get killed on 25 yesterday. Tractor trailer, a little hit of Saturn in a driver's door. Just been wrecks everywhere. We're Ford patented system that the cars will rat on you if you're speeding. Not your car, the other cars around you.
I'm in a hole here right now.
So I doubled with Jared. Go ahead.
I just said I didn't get any copy because I'm in a hole.
If you'd seen where Ford come out with a patented system where, like, if I'm driving along and you come by me speeding, my car will tell on you. Since they're all hooked to the internet anymore, they're driving down the road. So they're getting ready to start cracking down on speeding, and somebody come out with one that won't let you speed. It just stops you from speeding.
You from speeding, that might not be a good thing, especially like off of Google Maps. Sometimes you're going, you know, and you're just getting off of the exit, and it says, oh, the speed limit's supposed to be 25. You know, I can just see it jamming on the brakes.
Any of it is being a good thing, but the world we live in today, they want to be in control of everything we do.
Mid-70s or older vehicle, doesn't it?
The one I got.
Folks, we've got this back road I'm taking has got a huge backup on it even.
All it has is stop signs.
Like you might need to just turn around and go home.
The road that dumps out onto Gossett Road, once I get on Gossett, I think it'll be fine, but there's a stop sign, so everybody who's taking this back route is having a backup at the stop sign.
The stop sign is people are coming from the other direction also because the bridge is out.
Looking at the stop sign, this one is a T in the Gossett. And, you know, people are just rolling, they're jersey stopping it because there's nobody coming, but it still takes a minute. Yes, it is fine. It looks like 85 is probably good down here, too.
Light on the southbound side. On, I don't know, 74. Hang on just a second.
They've got it stopped. They've got a truck accident off to the side just north of Gossett on the southbound side.
When I'm trying to get on there at the 80, man, they're flying down through there.
95 south, right behind the state trooper.
Get off at the 75 at that QT. There's an accident or something trying to get back on there. There's a bunch of emergency vehicles up there.
I don't have anything on the map telling me it's slowing down, so that's good.
They're on whatever road that is, Highway 9 or whatever, and then it's right up there at the top of the ramp. Never tried to get off of that Highway 9 and then and take a left. Man, it's like nearly impossible.
Quick trip anymore because of that. When I'm northbound, yeah, just, you know, making that left turn, then the light is like 5 minutes.
Now, there isn't one to take a left. I end up going down Business 85 and then cutting back across to get to where I need to get over there to, was it Northern Hydraulics?
Quick trip, you'd have to make a left to get back to 85, and there's no light or anything in the quick trip, and it can take, you know, 10 or 15 minutes to make a left turn out of the quick trip onto Highway 9.
You're taking your life in the hand trying to do that.
I'm going to hop out of here. I'm at my first stop, so y'all be careful. Hope both of you have a good day and make it into work safely. And maybe I'll catch you this afternoon on a ride home. KO4HGX, I'll be clear on your final. 7-3, gentlemen.
Hope the truck gets repaired today and everything's fine. Have a good one. KN4TFW.
7-3, Patrick. Have a good day. And yeah, I hope the truck is doing all right. We'll talk to you about this later. I'll probably call out on the way home this afternoon a couple times. All right, talk to you later. WTJKT. Trip's planned, Ken?
In first week in September, supposed to be down there at Hunting Island, but I see that on the website it says it's still closed for camping but open for day use, so I'm going to have to call down there and find out what the deal is. If it's not going to open by then I'll try to make some secondary plans.
Yet, or have they not taken them yet?
Reservation for a couple of months, and that, but that, when that Hurricane Debbie, or that, yeah, Debbie came through, it closed it up and it hasn't reopened.
I think I flooded out and they have to have all of their septic recertified.
I mean, they have a few, I guess, for the bathhouses and that, maybe. I don't know how many, you know, full service sites they have. I don't think they have many.
Houses and stuff, they won't be able to reopen those until they have the, do a new perk test and get relicensed for the septic or sewer.
I think I'm going to try to call them today and see what the deal is, because when we leave there, it's like on a Friday. And so I was going to go up to Santee and stay at a KOA up there, you know, because I've never been to Santee. But if I can't get in down there at Hunting Island, maybe I can just spend the whole week down at Santee.
Lake LeBarlow up in Beach Mountain, North Carolina. That's a really nice campground.
Well, the view should be good.
Website when I get to the office, but yeah, it's worth a look. It's a little bit more expensive than some of the you know, the government run campgrounds, but it's about, you know, a KOA is about $100 a night, isn't it?
Which one you're staying at? I could stay at one of their cabins up in Kentucky for about $80 a night. The one up there in Asheville was like $100 a night and at a cabin, but the campsite sometimes are only about $50-$60.
It was $100 a night, basically, and it's super nice. It's a private campground, and they only have four spots. And they're nice and big, and they have all kinds of good stuff. And there's a lot of stuff to do there, especially if you like barbecue. Man, they've got some great barbecue over the line in Tennessee, just a few miles from there. And, of course, you know, Beach Mountain's there, and they got a bunch to do there. So, yeah, I'll send you a little link, and you can look at it and, you know, decide if you want to check it out or not.
Give me just about 15 seconds to get out of this bad spot.
KT.
I should be back in K4 TFW. I'm going to have to move my, get out, break out my 3-magnet NMO and put it back up on the roof, I guess, because just that one spot with it down here on the corner of the hood, it just don't pick up good.
I pick up this repeater good ever. Even right now, I have a hard time with it.
Just you, I'm been struggling with it all morning. They're at the Shell station at the Gossett Road from the Shell all the way up to the little side street you popped out on. It's just terrible reception.
Typical adventure, you know. I mean, when I first started making this drive at the end of 2022, I could make it to the office in an hour and 15 minutes every morning, and now it's like an hour 30, hour 45, sometimes 2 hours. Because it's just gotten so much worse over the last couple of years.
There's too many cars when you come down to that, you know, four-way stop, and then you turn headed towards Gossett. You can go through that four-way stop, and then the next intersection is Gossett, and you can turn there. And there's usually not a lot of traffic there.
Down some weird back road that I'd never been on before this morning, like winding through the dark. I mean, there was no, there was complete darkness, and popped out there right at that little gas station. But they really need to finish all this construction, and people need to stop driving like idiots.
There's a chance of the construction finishing them not running like idiots.
That Mustang that passed you at 100 miles an hour.
About a silver color.
Up by a dark blue one going about 100 miles an hour.
Older, smaller ones. And I never did see him until he blew by me. I mean, he was just so fast. You hear the darn possum in the road and you're going to total out.
And you have no reaction time. I mean, you know, 100 miles an hour, everybody else is going 40. You know, you have no time to react to anything.
You see it and hit the fixture 200 feet past it, right?
Like little BMW i3s that Andrew was talking about.
Oh, shit.
They're the size of a Mini Cooper, I guess. But they look really... I think they were going for cute when they designed it. But, it's just a little teeny tiny electric vehicle. It's probably... designed to be a commuter car or something.
Well, I made it into the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3, and I hope your rest of your ride is trouble-free, and you have a good one, and I'll catch you back later, KN4 TFW.
Hope you have a great day, and hope you have a safe day. So, have a good day at work there, and I will chat with you a little bit later on. This is W2JKT 73.